This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ross Watson, who is an artist, but also part of your Meet the Artist
series, right, David. Yes. Now, Ross Watson and I go back a long way. We've known each other for a long time. Hello, Ross.
Hi, David. How are you? Good to be with you both.
Yes. Now, you are such a well-known artist here in Melbourne amongst our community. How long have you been painting?
Oh, gee, it's probably a little over 30 years now.
Right.
I mean, professionally.
Yeah.
I think I started, doing it properly as in a tax return and when I was about 25, 24, 2 years ago.
Wow, you're very accomplished for such an emerging artist.
Ross, where did the concept come from? Because you paint the masters, the old masters, and then you put a twist to it by having a modern person standing there, often in the nude, with us looking at their bum as they're looking into the painting or whatever. And it's often famous people as well that you throw into the mix. Well, where did the concept and how did it all come together for you?
Well, I think it was a concept or an idea that I came up with or I was attracted to as early as art college. Really?
Yeah.
Looking at classical paintings in art history at art college and in the college library, and then, of course, I worked three crappy jobs to get myself to Europe when I was all of 18, and I had 3 months of living in the Prado and the National Gallery of London and the Louvre. Wow. and just soaking it up. And, of course, I came back, and not long after, I moved from Brisbane to Melbourne, and of course, the National Gallery of Victoria has the most significant and extensive collection of classical art in the Southern Hemisphere, and that's when it began. But all of my works, which are in public institutions like the National Gallery Canberra and the NGV and National Portrait Gallery, they all reference master paintings that I've seen in Europe.
Yep. And how is it that you've gotten so famous around the world? Like so many, very well-known people like the Elton Johns and Stephen Fry are collectors.
Well, look, I think with every career, a part of it is luck. So, for example, I was only 25 or 26 when Robin Gibson Gallery represented my work in Sydney. At that time, they represented the top artists, Brett Whiteley, Tim Storia.
Wow.
And I was like the baby in the stable. And I'd made this painting, which I was incredibly happy with, and it had gone to just some competition, and it had no luck, and it had been delivered back to Robin's in Sydney. And then I get a call from Robin saying, Elton John's just been in, we closed the gallery for him, and Entourage. Your painting was the first painting he saw because it was leaning against the wall. It had just been delivered.
Wow.
So if that's not luck. And then, of course, Elton's gone on to, be one of my greatest supporters. And I've actually just recently gifted an original to the Elton John AIDS Foundation. So he wrote back calling me a Grinch. And I was at a dinner in Sydney, and I had a couple of drinks, and I just thought, oh, my God, Elton's rushed that. It's like a typo, like a mangle. And then it was until the next day, I ran the word through Google, and it's an old German Jewish word, which means a person of great integrity and honor.
So
it was actually, yes, and I suspect Elton's, learnt that came across that word in Hollywood, given the Jewish community in Hollywood. But anyway, there it is.
Wow, fantastic. Now, normally this time of the year, you're off at all the pride around the world. Obviously, you can't go this year. So how are you letting people know about what you're doing right now? Are you online?
Well, RossWatson.com is the most important thing for us. So the incredible thing, David, is since the pandemic, the sales of my edition prints and books has actually increased. We've had so many emails from guys in London or Paris or New York, and they're all writing similar things. You know, my holiday's been cancelled, so now I'm going to, buy a larger or more expensive print.
Yep.
You know, there was a guy in London last week. He said, you know, I've decided to buy an edition canvas and treat myself because I'm going to be facing it in my living room, which is now my office because I'm no longer going into the office. You know, I mean, stories like that. I mean, there was another guy who was about to have his. He'd planned to have his 40th. This was like a month or 6 weeks ago, and he said, you know, I was supposed to have a party for 100 for my 40th, and that's no longer happening. So, I'm buying a set of edition prints.
Right.
Amazing. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that people are spending their spare party cash on artists.
It's been great. It's been great. And I've been enjoying painting just at a steady, enjoyable pace. I'm actually painting one of the most stunning models from New York. He came into my New York exhibition, and any of your listeners who are subscribers to the Ross Watson Gallery e-news would have seen a very hot video in the last couple of days in that e-news. Did you see it, David?
Yes, I did see it. Yeah.
What did you think? Andrew Vance does all the videos, and I thought he did an exceptional job with editing. Did you see that triple wink?
Yeah, I was very cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm now going to feature you as one of my Meet the Artist through my social media starting on Tuesday. So I'm really thrilled that you've agreed to, because I'm doing all artists, you know, like people who are just starting off in the business. But it's wonderful to have somebody like yourself, you know, like a legendary Melbourne artist. And I'm thrilled that you're going to be part of Meet the Artist starting on Tuesday.
Well, thanks for your support, David. Look forward to seeing them.
Yes, well, on Tuesday. Yeah. So for anyone that wants to check out my social media, my Facebook is just David Hunt, or my Instagram is David John Hunt. Even my middle name is so normal. All right, so Ross, thank you so much for chatting with us, and
it's my pleasure.
And congratulations on an absolute stellar career. You should be so proud of yourself.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right,
and thanks, Ross.
On the cake. Okay, all the best.
All right.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.